worker protest. Toyota Corolla rocks across the land, taking over Ford Focus as the top seller in trade. And the biggest story, hey everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight that we start with has to be the story of Una Lee and Laura Ling coming back to the United States, rescued by former President Bill Clinton and a Hollywood mogul millionaire's plane and some money behind it. Later, the women arrive home to a big crowd and a huge celebration. Very, very emotional homecoming. And here's what Laura Ling had to say.
Ago, Una Lee and I were prisoners in North Korea. We feared that at any moment we could be sent to a hard labor camp. And then suddenly we were told that we were going to a meeting. We were taken to a location, and when we walked in through the doors, we saw standing before us President Bill Clinton. We were shocked, but we knew instantly in our hearts that the nightmare of our lives was finally coming to an end. And now we stand here, home and free. To our loved ones, friends, colleagues, and to the complete strangers with the kindest of hearts who showed us so much love and sent us so many positive thoughts and energy, we thank you. We could feel your love all the way in North Korea. It is what kept us going in the darkest of hours. It is what sustained our faith.
All right, so that's a little bit of that exciting moment when they touched down and the families were all reunited. We're going to be talking about this a lot coming up on America tonight. Don't forget a little bit later, Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, will join us as well. But first, right from the get-go, quickly, we fly to Easy Ticket Mike to talk about the NFL, some college football, and a few other things as well. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, my friend. Training camp started just last week, and it's early going. And, you know, as somebody who did sports forever and ever, both in New York and Dallas and nationally, you can sit on a big box and you can throw out a bunch of predictions, but you really don't know anything yet heading into the season. But that's what makes it so bloody fun, because any team can win at this point, right?
Yeah, it's early. We haven't even had it. Well, we're supposed to have the first preseason game, Sunday. It'll be the Hall of Fame game with Tennessee and Buffalo. They'll be playing in Tennessee, and so that'll kick things off and get things going. Still preseasons, all the games there, they don't mean much. They just kind of get people whet their appetite for the regular season. So
yeah. Yeah, and it's a good thing for people who can't afford to get tickets to the regular season. A lot of times they can afford to get a ticket to the preseason games. So it's a good time for people to at least get a chance to go and see the teams, right?
Yeah, it's, there'll be a lot of excitement. Preseason is always, it's for the fans, and they're able to see what's in store for them for the regular season.
All right, do you have tickets to the preseason games then, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we've got tickets to preseason and the regular season and postseason. But that's kind of early for right now, but we're positioning ourselves to be able to treat the fans to some good games this year.
Yeah, no kidding. So all you have to do is go to easy-ticket.com. How about college football? College football, too, it's sometimes it's tough to score tickets to big games because you have alums, you have all kinds of things going on there with tickets like Michigan at the Big House in Florida, et cetera. It's tough. Even in Texas, a lot of the things are sold out. A lot of the big games are sold out. I'm assuming you also have tickets to all of that stuff.
Yeah, I picked up some choice seats for some games this last week. I picked up some for some Oklahoma games, for some Texas games. I've got some Ohio State stuff in our coffers. Notre Dame, you know, they've got a real big loyal following, but we picked up some of those tickets. So we're trying to spread things around. We've got access to, tickets to almost anything, concerts, just about any sporting event. We get those through some of our other brokers that we have contacts with.
Let's talk a little baseball. My Phillies, of course, are in a great position. They have the next best record, as you mentioned to me, behind the Dodgers. That's absolutely right on. These two are poised to make a good run at the end of the season. Of course, we're talking about two National League teams. In the American League, who do you think emerges from there? Do you think the Angels, maybe? You mentioned it was the Angels and the Dodgers. That'd be wild.
Yeah, right now the Yankees have the best record in the AL, and they're looking really strong. You know, they're usually an October team, but it's only August right now, and they're already showing really, really good strength. So I'm looking for the Yankees to, be in a place to play what I'm looking for is a East Coast, West Coast World Series.
Yeah, that's what I think, too, and I think the Major League Baseball would like that. All right, you also have concert tickets for people who could care less about sports, and we've got people listening in Connecticut, in Illinois, all over the place, so you can go to easy-ticket.com. Who's hot ticket-wise for touring for concerts?
Well, Paul McCartney, he's out on tour right now. He's coming here to Dallas-Fort Worth here in the next couple of weeks, but he's in a lot of other cities. They've got a lot of different, there's a lot of country western stars out there right now. There's a lot of, Incubus, that group's been around for a while. They're out on tour, and that's a really a hot ticket. There's Nine Inch Nails. They came back. They're, those things are just flying off the, out of things, and they're putting on a really good set of concerts.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Easy Ticket, Mike. We already said it a couple of times, but we'll say it again, easy-ticket.com. Check out some of the offerings. Obviously, Mike said they've got tickets to everything. Thanks. You have a great week.
You too, Kate. Talk to you soon.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about something completely different for this show, but something that I'm excited to talk about, the possibility, believe it or not, yes, I know this is not George Norrie's show, the possibility of UFOs. I've had very rational people in my life tell me that they have seen UFOs, tell me that they have seen things that they absolutely cannot identify, which would constitute what a UFO is. So we're going to have a conversation with a very interesting man on the flip side here on ATN.
And now for something completely different.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. This 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Speaking of praise, a lot of people, no matter how they feel about Bill Clinton, are heaping some praise on him. He was the messenger, after all, went and got the two journalists from North Korea, so they're pardoned. I love the descriptions of what happened, and we're going to let you hear some more of the things that were said. But the two, Una Lee and Laura Ling, really didn't see each other, which none of us knew, of course, the details. They saw each other when they had the trial and hugged each other. But basically for that 4.5 month period, they were separated. They were never together until they saw each other at this meeting and were brought in and said, "You're coming to a meeting," and there stands Bill Clinton. I mean, that had to be a crazy feeling, no doubt. Can you imagine? So there could be, some say, some fallout from this with North Korea, but I think I'll actually give credit to the administration because what they did was separate the two. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I had an interesting conversation with somebody on the Hill about that very thing. All right, I'm very excited about this guest. You know, UFOs, I said that I've had a lot of people tell me that they think they've seen UFOs, but they don't like the reaction they get when they tell people about it. Dr. Jason Rand joins us now, and he's got a book out called The Return of Planet X and its effects upon Mother Earth, a natural disaster survivor's manual. So, Doc, thanks for coming on, but I know the first question people driving around are thinking is, what is Planet X?
Well, Planet X is actually a dual concept. Planet X I believe, is a brown dwarf star that used to be a small sister sun to our major sun, which we call Sol. And I believe that we are about to experience the subject in our book, which is called The Return of Planet X, and that is that about every 36 to 4,000 years, I believe that we experience a cycling of this celestial body that comes back through our solar system. Now, it doesn't come through the solar system. It usually comes up and underneath from the southern plane of the ecliptic of our solar system, and it emerges from out behind the glare of the sun, and that's why it's so hard for us to actually see it with the naked eye. Now, Kate, I believe that NASA first discovered this particular object back in 1982 because it made an official announcement at that time. In fact, we reproduced the press releases and all of the information in our book. And what they said was that their new telescopes, for the very first time, uncovered what they believed was an unknown celestial body that was approaching our solar system from the depths of space. In fact, they called it Planet X. So that term has been around since 1982. But interestingly enough, Kate, less than 24 hours after they made this dramatic announcement, all of a sudden, the whole aspect of it was taken off out of newspapers, it was taken off radio and television, and they put up a denial, much like they did in 1947 when they announced that we had captured a flying saucer. Do you remember that?
Right, yes.
And all of a sudden, well, no, it was a weather balloon. Remember all that crazy dialogue
yes.
that took place? Well, they kind of did the same thing with this Planet X. But you see, once they planted the seed across the planet of this expose and their press release, it started people thinking. And I can remember when I first saw that press release, because I had been studying a phenomenon similar to this all the way back to the late 1970s. I'm kind of an amateur astronomer, and I find these things most fascinating. So what I did was I thought to myself, well, you know the old saying, where there's smoke, there's sometimes fire?
Yeah, absolutely.
I started my research, and lo and behold, about 4 years later, I had amassed over 1,000 references, and to jump back for a second, in my own personal library, I have almost 4,000 books, many of them on metaphysics and astronomy and this type of thing, and suddenly, I began to see a pattern emerging whereby this phenomenon, this return of Planet X, could be traced back in history thousands and thousands and thousands of years, Kate, to a problem where about every 36 to 4,000 years, our Mother Earth seems to suffer through a series of catastrophic Earth changes. Now, we believe that the last time that this planetary body, which was part of our solar system, came through was in 1447 BCE. BCE is before the Common Era. Now, why is that so important? Well, it seems to be that that particular year, 1447, is the year that most biblical theologians and people who study this type of thing and archaeologists believe coincided with the year that Moses was leading the Israelites out of bondage in Egypt. If you remember, they had been there some 400 years in bondage. And if this is true, and our calculations are right, it would certainly explain all of the crazy metaphysical phenomena that had been attributed to Moses. Remember his rod that he threw it down? You ever
yep.
see that movie?
Yeah.
The Moses movie, threw the rod down, and what happened? It became this huge cobra. And that cobra ate the other cobras that the black magicians, the Pharaoh's magicians, were trying to put up against Moses' special miracles. Now, it would also account for the rivers turning red with the brown dust. It would talk about the plagues, the locusts, the firstborn dying, the parting of the Red Sea. In the book, we trace all of these things to that particular set of events that seems to coincide with the return of this celestial body. Now, why is this so important now? Very, very simple. We think that around the month of September, October, November of 2012, that this particular body will be seen by the naked eye. We also believe that the reason that our government has put up a multi-billion dollar telescope and photographic array system at the South Pole, featuring none other than infrared equipment, is because that's about the only way we can see this incoming object at this time, because it gives off a very, very low light content. If it is what we believe it is, it's a smoldering brown mass. Now, if I can take just a second to give you the origin of where I think it comes from, I'll kind of tie in where we're going with this.
Sure, sure.
Okay, I believe, as do most researchers, and certainly it goes all the way back to the ancient astronomy of these older cultures, I believe that our original solar system was designed with 12 planets, not the 9 that still exist. I guess we could call Pluto still a planet. I was a little bit offset when they demoted poor Pluto. Remember that happened about a year ago?
Yes.
They said, "Oh, Pluto's not a planet anymore. It's probably a planetoid." Well, whatever. The point of the matter is there were 12 planets in our solar system. There was no asteroid belt. And we also believe that our solar system was designed as a binary star system. Now, that is a star system, Kate, which has two suns. And that fact is not so unusual for our sector of the Milky Way galaxy, because modern-day science believes that at least 80 to 85% of all of the suns that we're able to look at probably, most likely, are either binary or contain even more than two stars. So the fact that we believe our star system might have had two stars is not so unusual. Now, here's what I think happened. About 4.5 to 5 billion years ago, a gigantic asteroid-type object came crashing through our solar system, colliding with several planets. Now, what are the dynamics surrounding this? Very simple. Our solar system and our sun and all of the suns in our sector of the galaxy, in fact, the galaxy itself, rotates in a counterclockwise motion. This is very important to understand.
How the positioning is. Hey, Doc, can you hold on and we got to take a quick break and then we'll come right back to you?
Sure, we'll pick it right up from there, Kate.
All right, hang with us. This is fascinating stuff, I'm telling you. It's fascinating. Hang with us. You don't want to miss the conclusion of The Return of Planet X.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
All right, we're back with Dr. Jason Rand. He's got this fascinating book called The Return of Planet X, and we're talking about exactly what Planet X is, if you don't know what it is, and what it'll be like with this close pass of Planet X. And we're picking it up from where we just left off, Doc, here on ATN. And one of the things is this supposed to happen, the pass, in the next, I don't know, 5-6 months or sooner than that?
Well, we're already beginning, certainly, to feel its effects. I believe that for the last 36 months, oh, this is a deep subject, Kate.
I know.
I don't know if we can do this all in one show here. All right. I think, okay, just have each of your listeners and you just go back, let's say, 36 months in your life. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've noticed that there has been a weird set of changes taking place with the weather on our planet. We're having more extreme hurricanes. We're having more earthquakes. We've got more volcanoes going off. We've got typhoons. That terrible, terrible earthquake at 204 to 205 in Indonesia, mm-hmm. that caused that 9.0 earthquake that caused that awful tsunami. Kate, it killed 295,000 people in less than 45 minutes.
Yeah.
The point I'm getting at is that Mother Nature gives no quarter. She has no place with patience, and she's unpredictable. If our thinking is right about the period that we're approaching, I
think that we need to understand that our planet is in for a series of serious Earth changes that may culminate on or around that magical date. I'm sure you've been hearing about this December 21st, 2012 date. You know,
sure.
What's that all about, right?
Sure,
and,
sure.
And why does Roland Emmerich produce this huge $300 million blockbuster movie called 2012? There's something going on. And I believe that it's not sinister. It's not something to be feared. It's something to be extremely aware of. I think, and I don't want you to think I'm going religious on you here, Kate.
Right.
I think we're in what's known in terms of Judeo-Christian ethics and theology. I think we're at the end times. I honestly do. And this is not, this has nothing to do with coming from some, you know, radical conservative, Christian religious aspect.
Sure.
All you have to do, Kate, read the books, do the research, go to the internet, go to your library, read the book of Revelation. We believe that this incoming celestial body is actually called wormwood. One word, wormwood, W-O-R-M-W-O-O-D. And right on the front of our book, if you notice, and by the way, I need to send you a book. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance for me to do that, but I'd like to send you a book. And if you'd like, I'll send several to your to you to do a little giveaway
yeah.
with your audience.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That.
Sure.
Okay. Right on the front of the book, in big yellow banner, it says wormwood. And at the very bottom of the book, right at the borderline at the bottom, it says Revelation chapter 8 verse 11, and I quote, "And the name of the star was Wormwood," unquote. Now, the verses that preceded that particular verse go into a strong description of all the difficult things. There's going to be earthquakes on the planet. This part of the book of Revelation is dedicated to the future forecast of what will be happening at the point of the end times when there will be the Christian concept of the second coming of Christ.
Yeah. Now, let me stop you there. Do you think this is why a lot of mainstream media and journalist types don't really talk about the whole Planet X thing?
Of course.
Because of the relationship.
True.
Yeah.
You see, the collective consciousness of the planet. Can we jump in here up to our necks?
Yeah.
Kate, I think that the entire planet is hip to what's going on. I honestly do. Why is it that all of the European countries are now getting very much prepared for this thing? All you have to do is go to the internet, go to Google up Planet X. First of all, I'll probably come up and so will my book. And you're going to see over 2,800 websites dedicated to the concept of the end times, Planet X, Wormwood, what's going on, flying saucers, UFOs. It's one huge, beautiful mural that I've known about since I was a child, because I'm what's known as a contactee. That's a person who's either had a contact or multiple contacts with an extraterrestrial intelligence presence or whatever. As a ufologist, I go back to having out-of-body experiences at 4, 5, 6, and 7 as a very small child with my permission of being you remember in Star Trek when you would get on the teleporter pad and guess what? Scotty would throw the thing and whoosh, off you go, right?
Right. Right.
Well, aside from that experience, which I had many times, I also got to know Gene Roddenberry very well because I used to be in the I was in the entertainment business, and I got to meet him as part of a film situation that I was helping to put together. And he and I found out, I spent a week with him down in South Florida, and he and I probably knew each other as children. There are many, many people out there that I'm connecting with. One of them was Charles Berlitz. Another one was Dr. Jaden. All of them remember the same experience. You see, I believe that there's a whole cadre of us dealing with the introduction of this whole Planet X idea and concept. My book, The Return of Planet X, tells you about everything, Kate, that you and I have talked about. I have not talked about one thing with you tonight so far that's not been covered in the book. So anyone who wants to go forward, you know, with our discussion tonight, and by the way, thank you so much for this opportunity. I didn't have a chance to say that before. It was my mission to write this book and get it out for this particular time period, of which I've already referred to as what I believe is actually modern day end times scenario. We do know that the age is going to change on that date, meaning the cosmic age of the planet. You see, we pretty much think and act and are present in only two dimensions. There's a third dimensional aspect to all of this that is the next step for us as human beings to master, and that is mental telepathy and as that lady was in Star Trek, you know, she was an empath, that type
right.
of thing. And with that will come more educational skills. There'll be a more of a humanity. I think that we're approaching in 2012, we're going through a major consciousness shift. We do know, from a scientific standpoint and an astronomical standpoint, that our solar system is about ready to enter in a new relationship with the Milky Way galaxy. You see, our solar system is only one of hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of other solar systems
That's
that
right.
also have suns that we're not even aware of. But more mm-hmm. importantly, our particular solar system, with its now nine planets and the asteroid belt, and our moon and all the other planetoids and all of the other moons in our solar system, the big ones, the gas giants, even the asteroid belt, and even little Pluto, way out there all by her little lonely self. She's way out there. By the way, the course of Planet X.
Let me ask you this question, Doc. I interrupt you. One, because people listening to this, whether they think, oh, this is just far out and whatever, or they think, yeah, this
all I gotta
he's,
do is
he's right
Kate.
On.
By the way, Kate, there's only one of about a dozen books
I know,
that are out there.
I know. Let me ask you this question. What people will wonder is, okay, if we think of 2012 comes, what do you do? How can you protect yourself or your family or all that kind of stuff? Should we pay attention?
That's real easy. I can do it real quick. Number one, it all depends where you live. Try not to be near areas of large bodies of water, and I'm going to hit on these points because there's too many. Try not to live in earthquake-prone areas because I believe that by 2011, the major earthquakes are going to begin. My most fearful thing is that there will be a major global one-time big shaker that'll rip things apart across every continent. It's predicted in the scripture. It's predicted in all the ancient legends and pictographs and paintings and stories and myths and legends. It happens about every 3,600 to 4,000 years.
Yeah.
It's covered in the book. By the way, can I give a very quick 800? Would you mind?
No, go ahead.
All right. Everything that Kate and I are talking about tonight, as far out as it may appear, and as wild as it sounds, is all true. It's all true. In the book, I have 2,000 references. I've got over 50 books listed in the bibliography and in the must-reads. This is very well documented. What I'm trying to say is this is a very exciting time, Kate, to be alive.
Yeah,
you realize
yeah.
that you and I will be experiencing, maybe in different places, the complete transition and movement of not only Earth itself being transformed. You know, now we're going to go a little metaphysical on you. Can I do that?
Yep.
Okay. Metaphysically, we are going to be a changed, talk about the president talking about hope and change. I'm going to apply the hope and change. I'm going to get onto that bandwagon. And when we enter and pass through the ecliptic changing panorama and also structure, movement, evolution, timing of our solar system being re-energized, you see, we're passing from one positive node to a negative node. Now, the positive doesn't mean good. In this case, the negative bad. It's the yin and the yang, Kate, the up and the down, the hot and the cold, right and the left.
Right. It's the opposites.
Our solar system is now going to be recharged. So we're going to get zang. We're going to get zang with new energy.
Right.
From,
hey, Doc.
From the cosmos,
Doc,
and also
you are. Let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you. That's a perfect place to end. Terrific information. We're going to get some books from you. We're going to set up a little contest. We're going to have you back on. I'm going to have people who are skeptical read it, and then we'll come back with more questions because this is absolutely fascinating. Thanks, Dr. Rand.
Thank you very, very much, Kate. This is not a time to be confused.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about what happened in North Korea and the fly back to the U.S. Hang with us.
Antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
That was fascinating to me because that's not the normal fare, of course, here on America Tonight. And as I said, I have had people tell me that they really, truly believe, I'm not saying a lot of people, but some people have said that they saw a UFO and they were, you know, they told people and people didn't believe them. And they were people who were, you know, not half-cocked or they weren't conspiracy people or they weren't people who lived in dark places. So whatever you believe, it's interesting because it's just one of the many books, as he said, Dr. Rand said, that's out there about 2012 and all these things that possibly could happen. The wormwood. I know some of you are familiar with that term. Here on America Tonight, though, we're back to reality and the planet Earth. And the biggest story, without a doubt, is the rescue still of those two women, Una Lee and Laura Ling. And more interesting revelations are coming out of that. The fact that they didn't see each other that really that entire 4.5 months, that they thought they were going to be put in those hard labor camps. They had no clue. I mean, that had to be terrifying, which other people have gone through that in the United States who have been prisoners when you have no idea if you're going to be released, what's going to happen to you. And then to be told only, you must come to a meeting, go to this meeting and see Bill Clinton, get on a plane and realize you're going home. I'm sure it still hasn't settled in. One of them is the mother of a very young child. Both of them are married women, so you can just imagine what it was like for these families. Now, they both worked for a news organization that's run by Al Gore, the inventor of the Internet. Oops, I'm just kidding. Al Gore, who was instrumental, actually, in helping to get them back as well. And he spoke about the families and about the excitement and about the realization that they were back.
And the families asked me to say a few words, and on their behalf, all of us at and on behalf of the staff and families of Current TV and my co-founder, Joel Hyatt, we want to welcome Laura and Una home. We want to thank President Bill Clinton for undertaking this mission and performing it so skillfully, and all the members of his team who played key roles in this. Also, to President Obama, Laura mentioned this, but President Obama and countless members of his administration have been deeply involved in this humanitarian effort. To Secretary Clinton and the members of the State Department, several of whom are here, they have really put their hearts in this. It speaks well of our country that when two American citizens are in harm's way, that so many people would just put things aside and just go to work to make sure that this has had a happy ending. And we are so grateful to all of them, to the thousands upon thousands of people who have held Laura and Una in their prayers, who have written letters and called and sent emails. We're very, very grateful to Steve Bing and all the folks who have made the flight possible. We say a word of thanks, deep thanks as well. This has been an ordeal for them, but I want you all to know your families have been unbelievable, unbelievable, passionate, involved, committed, innovative. You'll hear a lot of stories, and they're looking forward to hearing a lot of stories from you. But you know, Hannah's been a great girl while you were gone. And Laura, your mom's been making your special soup for 2 days now. And to everybody who's played a part in this, and again, a special thanks to President Bill Clinton, my partner and friend, so grateful. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. We're going to let these families have a full and proper reunion now, but thank you for coming out.
All right, we go from Al Gore to Hillary Clinton, who also was laying the groundwork. In fact, she backed off of some of her strong statements about the two women being arrested and that there was no basis for this and all that other sort of stuff originally when it happened, when they were captured by the North Koreans and then went through that quickie trial process and ultimately were convicted and now, of course, pardoned. Here was her take.
We have been working hard on the release of the two journalists. We've always considered that a totally separate issue from our efforts to reengage the North Koreans and have them return to the six-party talks and work toward a commitment for the full, verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I was very pleased to get the news that my husband's plane had taken off from Pyongyang with the two young women on board. They are on their way to California, where they will be reunited with their families. I had a very brief conversation with my husband. We did not go into the details of some of the questions that you're asking. There'll be time to talk about that later. This was mostly just to communicate directly how relieved and pleased he was and we are with the successful completion of this mission.
Okay, and again, it was Steve Bing, who is tight with Clinton, and he's a big-time Democratic fundraiser. It was his money that paid for the flight that took Clinton and the two American journalists home from North Korea. So how about that? In fact, he raised, how much money did he raise? Like $100,000 for the Clintons during the various campaigns, the last one for Hillary Clinton anyway for 2008. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Isn't that a great feel-good story that the the two women were really, let's face it, rescued?
Oh, big time, big time. Because you figured, as Kim Jong Il could have said, they could have said, no, you are American puppets. We're going to keep you, yada yada, whatever. But
sure.
Like someone said, there was a picture of Il who looks like he needs a major. Major, I mean, in terms of what you know, that show on TLC, What Not to Wear?
Yeah.
he needs a major overhaul.
Yeah, no kidding. He looks like, what he wears looks like our prison uniforms in the United States.
Even here in Canada, too.
That's funny.
Yeah, but then I'm, like someone said, hey, maybe he could use it as a, you know, he could say, okay, we let the girls go, you give us something. You know, it could be, you know, the yin for the yang.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully not, because the idea was to distance, I mean, Clinton, former president, was right. to distance everything from the administration. And for Kim Jong-il, it was a big moment because he got a major, major former politician
right.
to come to his country, and all those photo ops made him look pretty big, I think. That was, so he'll get that out of it. He'll get the photo op out of it.
Oh, definitely for sure. I mean, like, but did President Obama know about it? This is what I found.
Oh, sure, sure. He had to be in the loop. But
right.
that there wasn't anything tied to current relationships when it comes to nukes and
right.
North Korea and the UN, et cetera, that was all completely separate.
You know, really surprised me, like you said, they were there for 4 months and for hard labor. I'm surprised that Kim Jong-il didn't say, okay, they've been convicted, send them out to hard labor right away. But then
yeah.
he said in the background, hey, let's wait. Maybe American will want them that bad that we'll play, you know, as a friend of mine jokingly said, maybe they should have sent Monty Hall.
Yeah, ba-dum-bump.
Yeah,
but they got rescued, and, you know, no matter what, it was definitely a feel-good moment. It had to be a feel-good moment because
you could
ask these questions. Why were they near the border?
Yeah.
What were they there? What were they doing? They were working for Al Gore's news agency. But, you know, people are saying, well, then why were they there in the first place?
Right.
You know, that's what some people are saying, and of course the idea was they were trying to uncover some of what was happening along that border. They were doing an investigative report. So, you know, there's lots of people that do that. I don't necessarily fault them for that, but of course it's risky.
Yeah.
But I think that they were grabbed like many of the other people.
Yes.
I don't think they were completely over, but who knows? We'll see what comes out. I'm sure we're going to find more information out.
Friday night hopefully will be a good feel-good moment. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to Slam and Sammy. Thanks for the call. He got engaged, or he has a ring and wants to get engaged. His fiance obviously not listening to America Tonight on Friday. We'll have to hear the aftermath on Sunday. Flip me an email, americatonight.net.
When we walked in through the doors, we saw standing before us President Bill Clinton.